Thanksgiving is going to look a lot different this year with travel alerts and calls for fewer people at the dinner table. It also means that people who serve the homeless population in the region must also adapt to life with COVID.
The last 70 have looked a whole lot different than the one that's coming up.
Bob Rogers has been with the Waterfront Mission in Pensacola in many capacities over many years. This year, he is working in development and community relations as the nonprofit prepares for its annual Thanksgiving dinner.
To me, it represents what the first Thanksgiving must have been like, where those who had and those who didn't have, they came, they celebrated a beautiful day with a great meal of time, of fellowship, just being thankful for the many blessings that they do experience, no matter what their station in life.
In a normal Thanksgiving season, the Waterfront Mission would be bustling with activity. Leading up to the day, volunteers would be preparing food, setting up tables, and getting ready to welcome the expected crowd. On Thursday, they would serve about 500 Thanksgiving meals. This year, on Thanksgiving Day, the mission will be quiet, but the organization will still be very busy during the week.
We're coordinating with other agencies in the community that serve folks and who have staff to help provide the supplies and the hot traditional meals for them to provide to the people that they serve every day. Folks like the local coalition, Epps Christian Center, through the VOA, Volunteers of America. The coalition is going to 30 different homes. Volunteers of America has about 30 veterans they're serving. Also, Opening Doors is going to receive about 150 meals. And then on Thanksgiving Day, we're going to provide the meal for Taking It to the Streets ministry at Inslee First Baptist Church on Thanksgiving Day.
Waterfront Mission serves people who are struggling with homelessness, poverty, and addiction. The need for those services is rising as the pandemic and other factors continue to weigh down the economy.
COVID has been very tough, a couple of hurricanes that we've gone through, and could you imagine going through that and on top of that being homeless? So their immune system is already deficient, so it's a very vulnerable population, whether it's due to diet or lack of sleep or inclement weather or just being close in with other folks that are of that same nature. So yes, they're having a difficult time.
Waterfront's such a great organization.
Dee Dee Flaunlacker is the executive director at Manna Food Pantries.
That's one of the partnerships that we have. We really believe in the work that Waterfront does.
It has been a very unusual year at Manna Food Pantries. The organization had to stop taking food donations early in the spring due to the pandemic. And while the food donations were down, the need was going up.
Before COVID, food insecurity was a major challenge in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. And then COVID hit. And what we saw was that a lot of people who never needed our help before needed our help. And so the need has increased dramatically. COVID has compounded the problem and has created more food insecurity in our communities and more neighbors in need. It's really astounding. We have given away over 600,000 pounds of food in the past 12 months, and we've seen an increase of about 40 to 50% in the number of people that we've seen this year.
Because they were not able to take food donations throughout the spring and summer, including the annual nationwide Stamp Out Hunger campaign with the Postal Service, Flaunlacker says Manna spent about $100,000 on food this year, compared with about $20,000 last year. They are holding their annual Fill the Mayflower event Monday and Tuesday at the Cordova Mall parking lot across from Ascension Sacred Heart Hospital.
It's going to look a little different this year in that we're asking people not to walk up with food, but instead, if you just pull your car up, we're going to have volunteers who pop the trunk, and we're going to be able to get that food out for you. It'll be completely, no contact. And believe me, the food is really needed this year. We're counting on this food drive to help us get through, honestly, the springtime.
The Fill the Mayflower for Manna event is going on Monday until 6 p.m. and again on Tuesday from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Bob Barrett, WWF News.